Again, it's a Gemara with three simple dinim, and the same style. Three dinim, and the alfusa is the way we learn these dinim from the Torah. Torah Rabbanan, three dinim. First, Eved Ivri, Eved HaBen, Veino Eved HaBen. First is the din of an Eved Ivri, who's Eved HaBen, Veino Eved HaBen. That means the Adin dies, so he becomes the Eved of the son of the Adin. But if there is no son, there's only a bas, or there's only a brother, there's only a father, he doesn't go Yerusha to anybody else, only to the Ben. Amar Vriya, he knows that this way is the Ben Valayas Abbas. And Amar Vriya goes free, totally, the Visa Sardin. And Hanirtsa, Hanimkar, Lega Kachav, and maybe have the Valayas Ben Valayas Abbas. So three out of four don't go to Yerusha at all. Amar Vriya, Nirtsa, Hanimkalakum. And only Eved Ivri goes to Yerusha to the Ben, only to the Ben. So these are actually four dinim that we learn: Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri, Nirtza, and Nimkalaakum. Amama. Now the Gemara goes through each of them and shows from where we learn each dinim. Amama. Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri, Ben, Ben, Eved Ivri, Abbas, Menani, Menu. The Tana Rabbanan. Vavacha Sheishanim. Lach v'loy liyayrish. Interesting drasha. He works for you v'loy liyayrish, but not for yayrish. It doesn't say v'loy labas, right? V'loy liyayrish. I tell him a lach v'loy liyayrish and a lach v'loy laben. Maybe he doesn't work for the son either. So what does yayrish mean? Yayrish means everybody else except the son. I think son, huh? Now what? So yayrish is everybody else and Ben is the son. So Kshuaim Sheshanim Yavoid Hari Leben Amor the Riboy Hamani Mekan Vavach Sheshanim Lach Vloy Liyayish. So we have one Riboy and one Miyit. So we're Marbed at the son Yarshin, and we're Mayit that the others do not Yarshin. Mar Rois LaRabbis Leben Laitis Ach. If you have a choice, why you Marbed the Ben and Mayit the Ach? Marba Niyas Haben she can come Tachas Aviv. Liado was the Achuza. There are two places where Ben has a special position, by Yud and by Steachuza. He inherits his father's rights to redeem his Steachuza. But Gemara Adarava, Marvi Nesash, Ken Tovas Adal Yibam. The son also has a special relationship by Yibam. There it is, Klum Yeshibam over Makim Shein Ben. Because the brother has a special relationship by Yibam, doesn't show that he's any more special than the son, Hayeshla Ben and Yibam. So this is the Maskan. The Gemara just asks, the reason you were able to say Ben and Nanach is because of this last Pircha. Halaf Ochi Ach Adif. So typically, the Hachataki Hachachada. You should say Ben is special in two ways, Steyachuza and Yud. And Ach is only special in one way. And for the Gemara, Steyachuza Nami Mehai Pircha Hudu Kanaf Kalei Latana Kol Yeshiva Mokim Shein Ben. Really, when I tell you the son has one special thing, Yud, and the brother has one special relationship, which is evil. So really, it's one against one. It's only because we have the svara of Klum Yeshiv Makam Shein Ben that the whole issue makes sense. So this is the Gemara. This is all the first din, that only a son yarshins a Eved Ivri. So the Hamakna clears here. What would be the din of Ben HaBen? If a man only has a grandson, he doesn't have a son. Would the grandson Yarshin or not? Would the son of the son Yarshin or not? What's a Tolian? What? A regular Yerusha grandson Yarshin.
Before brothers.
Yeah. Regularly, we should grant an academic to brothers. That could be very well be the shadow of Stalin. Normally, a son is the first Yairish, a grandchild is the second Yairish, even ahead of a daughter. A son's child is ahead of a daughter. And.
Son's daughter
hasn't even had a daughter too, yeah. I'll explain to you why in a minute. And only other, the other Yarshim only come if there are no offspring. Offspring always have kedima to any other relative.
Is any way, why would a breath be given in the sun? If you label Maria Kibana, does it actually feel we should do?
Again, if
it's
a Bnei Bar
Maryam
Kibana, so it should be the same as a Ben? Because it's a Bnei Bar Maryam Kibana. The question is that we say Bnei Bar Maryam Kibana everywhere. But you're right, if you say Bnei Bar Maryam Kibana, it should be. The Gemara in Bava Basra actually is. Since we have a Klal Bnei Bar Maryam Kibana, then what do I need a Rivui? But the Mahamakna says a very technical answer. He says that Ben HaBen is not Kom Tachas Oviv Liyut. And since it's not come tachas aviv liyud, so therefore a ben aben should not yarsh. That's a raya to the tzad that the ben aben should not yarsh. Raya fakeret that the ben aben should yarshin. He says from the lashon haGemara. What did the Gemara do? The Gemara said ben. Ayinay ella ach. What did the Gemara do? It said the son is the only one they yarshin. Maybe not the son, maybe the brother. The next Yorish after Ben would be Ben HaBen. Why didn't the Gemara jump to Ben HaBen? So brother is more than a Ben HaBen in that regard. Machna says that the reason the Gemara jumped to brother is because brother has Yibum. So Mela, the fact that your brother jumps to brother and not the grandson is not fair. Mela, he bribes it. His first thing that the Ben HaBen is not come liyud, since he's not come liyud, so the Ben HaBen does not yarshin the evidence. The Mechas Chinuch brings down the Hamakna and agrees with him. He says, the Ben HaBen is not come, but he says, this is Pashit. Let's say a man dies, and he leaves an Eved Ivri, and his son yarshes him. And 2 months later, the son dies. Then the grandson does yarsh. Because then he's yarshening his father. The whole Hamakna is talking in a case where the man, where someone died, he had no children. He only had grandchildren. So if a man dies, he only has grandchildren, so then Ataka goes then the Hamakna says it does not go to the grandchild. But if a man dies and he leaves it the Eved to his son, and later the son dies, so then he does give it to his son. That's that the Nechasana says is Pashit. Because it's just two things happen. One time the son Yarshin, then 2 months later again the son Yarshin. That's no problem. Well, and that's interesting. The Mechasana doesn't address it. It would seem that it should follow that there should be yield once the son yarshins. Now he's the Adain. If it would be an Amavriya, he'd be the Adain. There's no Hechatimtza by Amavriya because the son doesn't yarshin Amavriya. So the whole Hechatimtza is not shy. Okay. Anyway, this is what it says in Sefer HaMakna, what it says in Mechasana. I wanted to introduce you to a concept, if you're not familiar with it already, called Mishmush. Mishmush is a Yisoid in Dinei Yerusha. Mishmush, like, spelled the same way as Mishmash, just sort of Yud after, Vav after the Mem. Memshin, Memvavshin, Mishmush. Certain Sugyas and Shas are not in too many places. Dinei Yerusha is all the Perek Yesh Leichlin, plus this little piece we're going to have here today and tomorrow. We're going to talk about Dinei Yerusha. And that's why people are not familiar with it. Mishmush is like the basic din of Yerusha. What's that? The Torah says, a son Yarshins, a daughter Yarshins, father Yarshins, a brother Yarshins. The Torah spells out certain Yarshin. Right? It goes son, daughter, father, brother. What happens if someone doesn't have not a son, not a daughter, not a brother, not a father, not an uncle? What do you do? What do you do with his Yerusha? So there's a din which we call Mishmash. Mishmash means that the Lashon HaGemara, that the one who's next in line is Yerush Bekever. He Yarshins, he's dead, he's buried, but he's Yerush Bekever. He's Yerush in his kever. Let's say a man has no children, no siblings. So his father is Yerush Bekever. I mean, the father inherits it, And the father passes it on to his next relative. Now let's say the father himself has no living relatives. So Mishmash continues. So he passes it on to his father. Now if his father has living grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they'll yarish. The Yerusha goes bekever in the same order. First down. Somebody has a child, it goes down. If somebody has, then it goes up. Right? The first day the Yerusha is down. It means the man dies, it goes to his son. The son's not alive, it goes to his grandson. His grandson's not alive, it goes to his great-grandson. There is no great-grandson. Everybody under him is dead. He left no offspring in the world. So then it goes next step, it goes to his father. His father is alive, the father gets it. The father's not alive, the father is Yerush Bekever. Now this father, who's he Yerush to? His offspring. So if he has a son, so it goes to the son of the father, which is the brother of the Nifter. So that every Yid, except for a Ger, every Yid has a Yerush. Because if a person has zero relatives, no such thing. He has a father. So his father is Yerush Bekever. His father left no offspring in the whole world. So it goes to his father's father. If his father's father left offspring anywhere in the world, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they get it. He doesn't have it, it'll go all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. I mean, eventually they'll be in. You may not be able to track them down. But Halacha always has Yarshim, except for a Ger. Because the Mishmash, Mishmash means if there are no offspring to the Nifter, it goes to his father, and from his father to his father's offspring. If he doesn't have, it goes to his grandfather, and from his grandfather to his offspring. I'm being clear how Mishmash works? Understand? Mishmash works that the Nifter who died left no offspring. He's Moish Bekever to his father. His father is Moish then in turn to his children. Etc. This is the din of Mishmash.
What?
What
is called that?
I think Mishmash is a lesson of tapping. We tap around to find somebody. It's also a very catchy word. People remember it. So Gemara refers to this as Mishmash, and we search around for his relatives. In the din of Mishmash, there's a basic clair. How does Mishmash work? Rabbi Chanan, right in the beginning of Yesh Naiflin, has this clair, but he's not the first one. Does Mishmash mean that the person is taka yerush bekever? That the dead person is the Arshins, and then he passes it on? Or is Mishmash only a way of measuring relatives? It's a way of measuring who's my next relative. In other words, if somebody's nifter, he has no children, nobody, who's his next closest relative? His first cousin, his second cousin, his uncle, his great uncle. How do you measure? So the Torah says Mishmash, which according to the second Mahalach is just an imaginary Yerusha Bekever. We imagine Ki'ilu is Yerush Bekever, but he's not actually Yerush Bekever. He doesn't Yarshin, dead people don't Yarshin. So Ki'ilu is Yerush Bekever, and that's just a way of measuring who is the next closest relative. Understand the clair? Is the person Taki Yerush Bekever? Or is that just a simon? A way to see who's the next closest relative. Well, there are many, many nafkaminas. Well, first nafkamina would be what happens if someone has no relatives. So it goes to his uncle, which means it goes to his father. From his father, it goes to his father's brother. What happens if his dead father had bali chayv? He died, he owed people money. Could the bali chayv take from this? If he's the Irish bekever, he should be able to take. He's not Yerush Bekever, then he can't take.
How long does it stay by the father? Even if it goes to the dead father.
How long it stays by the dead father?
You
can't wait for him to sign a contract and give it away, right? He's Bekever. If it goes Mamish, it's a good question. Well, the Chavon says that it's only a simon. It doesn't mean a dead person is Yerush Bekever. Dead people can Yarsh. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says Matzinu Chayim Yerushim Asameisim. Why Matzinu Meisim Yerushim Asachayim? Except by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara is a cheshbon. But the Gemara says, "Matzino chayim yashem es amesim." Living people yashem dead people, but dead people don't yashem from living people. I mean, even from dead people don't even yashem from dead people. Dead people can yashem. So Rabbi Chanan therefore says that nishmush is only a simin and not a siba. It's all, and not a mamish. It's not mamish that you inherit. It's just a simin. It's a way of measuring who's the closest relative. Chaiwa would be a very big nafkamina. I think Rabbi Chanan says this himself. Be a nafkamina legabe dine bechar. Let's say a man dies, he has no relatives. Kishnai, right? Let's say a man dies, he has no relatives. So it goes to his father, and then from his father to his brothers. So you have, let's say, 12 brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. And the first brother dies. Binyamin dies, he has no children. So he now, his 11 brothers are going to inherit. His father's dead, he has no children. His brother's Yash, his 11 brothers Yash. Does the Bechar get Pishnayim? Well, my brother, the Bechar doesn't get Pishnayim. Why should a brother get Pishnayim? If you hold that he's Mamish Yerish Bekever, then he gives it to his father Bekever, and now his father's Mayrish. If his father's Mayrish, then it's Yerusha Ta'av, so then he should get Pishnayim. But Hayyais, like Rabbi Chanan says, it's only a way of measuring. Being that it's only a way of measuring, so there'd be no Pishnayim. There's no Pishnayim to the oldest brother. Well, the brothers will inherit equally. This is the Chakira and how Mishmash works. Now, we take that Chakira. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, to my recollection, that a grandchild Yarshins. Grandchild Yarshins, it's also Mishmash. It's also a person who marries his child, his child to his grandchild. Which is why a grandson has Kadima, the son's child has Kadima to a daughter. Why does a son's child, if a man left a daughter and a son died and had a child. So he left a daughter and a grandchild. I would think the daughter is closer than the grandchild. The daughter should be Yarish. It's not that way. Because Nishmash tells us, no, the son is Yarish Bekever and he's married to his own child. And however Mishmash works, that's the din of Nishmash. That the grandchild has Kadima to the daughter. Now,
it's only if
there are
no other relatives. Let me say
mishmash. No, you always say mishmash. I shouldn't say only if there's. But the illustration I gave you is if there's no relatives. But even if there are brothers and daughters, the son is Yarish Bekev and passes on to his own son. So whoever is supposed to Yarish and Yarishes, he passes on to his next one. If there are none, then you go on to the other. This Hamakne should be telling in this. At least the way Mechassinach explains it. Mechassinach says it's a double pashut that if a man dies and his son is alive, the son yashes David Ivri. If 2 months later the son dies, then the grandson yashes David Ivri. Because David Ivri could go from father to son, and then from son to grandson, and from grandson to great grandson. If it stops along the way, it could go. Now Machna says, but it can't go from father to grandson directly. It seems that Hamakna also understands Mishmash, not that he's Mamish Yerish Bekever, that it goes from father to grandson. If it would be Mamish that the son is Yerish Bekever, the father gives the son, and the son gives the grandson, then it should work. The father will pass on to the son, the son will pass on to the grandson. And yes, Hamakna brings a raya that it doesn't help in Yid, but in the Maaseh Pesach is that it doesn't work. It seems to taka be a raya that it doesn't work that the man is married to the son to Kever and the son to the grandson. Taka mashma that it goes straight from the father to the grandson. The neila, it goes straight from the grandfather to the grandson. The neila, there's no Yerusha here by an Eved because it's only Ben, that's the daim of the Yud, and that's it. I'd be curious, I don't know what the din is, I'm just thinking now, to look in Shulchan Aruch if a grandson who's a Bechar gets Pishnayim. If a man dies, he only has grandchildren. Does the Bechor grandchild get Pishnayim? I'm not sure what the din is. Bechor should also be telling him this. A kapanim echsheyia, that's the psak of the Hamakne. And the Mechas Chinuch, I think Ramosha also has a piece on Ben HaBen. He also says Ben HaBen is Eina Yairish. And that seems to be the the consensus of everyone. Ben Aben is not Yerush and Evidim. No. There's a second issue here. This din that the son Yarshims. The Michas Chinuch has an interesting clair. How does it work by Evidim? If a man dies, who Yarshims is Evidim? Who Yarshims is Evidim? Only a son. Nobody else. Is that a Yerusha Dikadin? Is that a Yerusha that the son is getting? Is that a Din Yerusha? Maybe not. Maybe there's nobody Yarshims Evid Ivri's, period. The Gzeres HaKasim that a son gets the father's Evid Ivri. But who says Yerusha Dikadin? It's Mashma from? Why? Right. How's that for the Lashon HaGemara? Why? What? You brought it? Work for the daughter. Maybe it's a Gzeres HaKasav. No, you could learn it's a Din Yerusha. It's a Gzeres HaKasav that the daughter doesn't Yarsh. Daughters and brothers don't Yarsh. Or it could be that nobody arshes, it's just Xeris HaKasav that a son does get it, whatever you want to call it. He gets the dad.
That's
why I thought that's what we started to say, that the Gemara's Lashon, V'mayas HaYairish, is Mashma, Layas HaYairish, nobody arshes. No, if it's a nicely. If you learn V'layas HaYairish means that nobody arshes. And the Ben, we have a Reboy that the Ben does get. You hear the Tutsadim? Everybody? You have enough Gemina? The Tutsadim. Again, an Evid Ivri is Evid Es Aben V'Lay Es Abbas. Why? Is it Yerusha Dikadin? That an Evid Ivri is Yerusha? Just Xeris HaKasav V'Lay Es Abbas V'Lay Es Ach? Or is it not Yerusha Dikadin? Is it really the Amo Dine Yerusha by Evid Ivri? The Gzeres HaKasav, Evid Es Aben, we have a Riboy, Ravotcha Sheshanim, Sheshanim Yavai, that he has to work for a Ben. Is it Yerusha Dikadin? It's not Yerusha Dikadin. That's a Shiloh. That's a Michas Chinuch Klar. Nach Gemina, everybody? What? Oh, you're right. The Michas Chinuch doesn't say that after me. One second, you're right. What?
If you say that
the daughter
is something that maybe finer, maybe she's
Jewish,
but she's
something
that
she could have
changed, something
that she could have idolized. That's what she's saying.
So then you say, no, just only the son can get it, not the father. Because then the children can look at the father.
So I'll be
enough to
mean
that
flat.
So it's not.
We're trying to
bring
it right,
it's Jewish. Okay. Then you say, see, we're children, that's the father.
Well, we know it doesn't go to the father. We know the Gemara says Klal, it doesn't go to the brother, which means it doesn't go to the father either.
You're saying that Ben is only coming to
Ben
exclude the daughter.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's excluding the Yarish. Excluding certainly all other Yarshim. Like Rashi says, what should I say? V'lai is the Yarish. Shai Yarshim. All other Yarshim. Going Basayah.
It's not Bita because Bita. And saying that
people
can't acquire, that's why she's not
coming,
that's why she's not
here. She's a father, anybody. Right,
she's
not here. What do we know the father can't? That's not, there's no question. The only one that could get an Evid Ivri is a Ben. That's it. Nobody besides a Ben could get the father's Evid Ivri. The question is, this din, which is the Gemara says, Klal, that only a Ben gets, nobody else. This halacha is a Yerusha Dikadin or is not a Yerusha Dikadin. Nafkamina would be Pishnayim. Nafkamina would be if a man dies, he leaves Evid Ivri's, Let's say he leaves three, we have to make the numbers work, he has two children, and he has six Eved Ivris. Do they get three each? Or does the Bechar get four, and the other one gets two? Does the Bechar get Pishnayim? If it's a Yerusha Dikadin, that the Ben gets the Eved Ivri because it's a Din in Yerusha that the Ben can get an Eved Ivri, then the Ben can get an Eved Ivri, then if it's Yerusha Dikadin, then he gets Pishnayim. If you say the Maya say Yairish, there's no Yerusha period, just Xeris HaKosov the Ben gets. So Xeris HaKosov, so you don't get Pishnayim on Xeris HaKosov. All the children were split. They split evenly. Terry gave it to the children. So the children is one Ayarshini, and now they'll divide it. So this is the Michaschinos Klal. If it's Yerusha Dikadin or not Yerusha Dikadin. And the Michaschinos in Mitzvah Mem Beis, it's Oisyud Gimel. I found it later in Israel. Okay, so I see Gimel Mem Beis, so I see Gimel Anu in the three volume Michas Tinos, says that a Bechar does not get Pishnayim. He brings an interesting Raya, it's a Chap, in the Michas Tinos, a Chap, a Raya. The Gemara has a Shaila later in the fourth Perek. Well, later in the fourth parak brings this Xeris HaKosov of Yakir. What is Yakir? Anybody know? Yakir, I'm sorry. Chayin Chesom in Beis. What is Yakir? Say what?
Could work with his mother, and just call
her that as a father. Close. That's the other way. The father could call for the son. Yakir is Xeris HaKosov that a father has a right to identify his children. Even though he's only an Eid Echad, a father can identify his children. He can say, this child is my Bechar, and this child is not my Bechar. He can say, this child is a Mamzer, this child is not. A father has a right, Yakir, to identify his child. Nemun Adam Leim is Ebeni Bechari, Nemun Leim is Ben Gurush is Eben Chalutza. So the Gemara says that Yakir, Lamai Hilchus, so the Gemara says one of the things that Yakir comes for is Losis Lai Pishnayim. That a father can say, this is a Bechar, and he gives him a Pishnayim. That's what the Gemara says. So, Frek the Gemara, Pshuta. Of course, he's not meant to give his son Pishnayim. Mamu Mikra? Migudi boy Misvalei Mematana. He has a Migu. Migu the Biyadai. He has two children. He wants to say, this one's a Bechar, this one's not a Bechar. He's Nemun. In fact, the Gemara, why do you need a Pasuk Yakir? To tell you he's Nemun to say, this is a Bechar, this is not a Bechar. Why do I need a Pasuk for that? He has a Migul to Biyadai to give him the Matana. He wants him to get Pishnayim, it's Biyadai to give him Pishnayim. So why do I need a Pasuk to say that he's Nemun? Because of Xeris HaKosov of Yakir. To say who is the Bechar, it's Biyadai. If he wants to give him double, he could. So maybe he should have a nemonis. Because if he's lying, he could just do it on his own.
If he says it today,
so the Migo only helps what he has now. Okay, Nachinami. What? The Gemara answers that. The Gemara says, Yakel Amali, Shanafu like Shugaisis. Could be that he's in a coma and he inherits things. Now he has no Migo anymore. Well, like you're saying. So, that's the Gemara's tarot. Okay. You learned it already, right? You learned the Gemara. Alright, that's the Gemara. So, can you figure out the Mechasimus Raya from this Gemara? What's the Raya from this Gemara? Eved Ivri. What does that do with Eved Ivri, right? Gemara's Tasha was, why do I need Yakir for the father's amigui to give him a matana? Could you give an Eved Ivri away the matana? Can you give an Eved Ivri a matana? So is that the Mechasinuch? Why didn't the Gemara answer? It's enough Gemina if he has an Eved Ivri, but you don't have a amigui. So I need Yakir to tell you that he's believed. I need Yasher to tell you the father's the leader. If he has an evident read, there's no leader. Elomai, Zatim Echaschemach, it's nice raya, that there's no din pishnayim by an evident ibri anyway. So the name of the Gemara couldn't answer that. Because the evident ibri, there's no din pishnayim. This is the Mechaschemach raya. So Elomai said, the Mechaschemach ends up that there's no pishnayim by evident ibri. So that's good. So what do we learn? That evident ibri is not a Yerusha Dikadim. It's a Xeris HaKosav Dikadim. Right? So Rav Shach writes, and Avi Ezil Lefiza, the Hamakna is very Geshmak. The Hamakna said that the grandchild doesn't Yarshin, only the child, not the grandchild. If it's not a Yerusha Dikadim, like the Michas Chinuch said, so it's Pasha the grandchild doesn't Yarshin. It's Xeris HaKosav, a son gets it. That's all. It's Xeris HaKosav. The Gzalta says a son gets it. Does anything about a grandson? Cause of man, we thought it's a Yerusha Dikadin, so we could clarify Shiloh, what should be the din of a grandchild? But once we're establishing that it's not a din Yerusha, if it's below the Yarish, there's no Yarshim by Evid Ibn. The Gzalta says a cause that he's Ivan Saben. So now it's Pasha, he's not Ivan as a grandson. Because the Gzalta says a cause of Ivan Saben. May Lachayla, Masha Gazar Akasa. So Shach says that the Hamakna Psak, the Mechasinus Psak, seems everybody agrees that it's not Oved Ben Saben HaBen. If it's not a Yerusha Dikadin, it's up to Shach, it's a double Boshet.
Why
does the Hamakna
need to say
this? What? Rav Shach is just saying that the Psak is good. He's not saying that's what the Hamakna meant. There's one kasha on this, which the Mechasinus Psak asks himself. He brings another Gemara, Nazir, Daf Lamed. The Gemara there talks about a man who's a Nazir. And he has a son who's a Nazir. The halacha is that when a Nazir is Megaleach, when he finishes his Naziris, 30 days, 60 days, whatever he was Mekabel, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's Megaleach, he takes a haircut. And he brings, I think it's three karbanis. Ayla Chartas and Ishlam. He brings three karbanis. When he finishes his Naziris, it's expensive preposition, right? The Gemara is a case where the father was a Nazir, and he put aside money or even an animal. He said that this should be for my Gibulach. And then he died. Now that money is Hegdish. Or that animal is Hegdish. And he dies. So what do you do with the animal? What do you do with the money? So the Mishnah learns out of a pasuk, HaBen Megaleach al Naziris Aviv. That a son could use the father's animal for his Gibolach. If he was a Nazir when his father was a Nazir. Well, it says even if afterwards, if he was Mekabel Naziris Al Menas, that he'll use it. It's Xeris HaKosav that Ben Megaleach Al Naziris Aviv. V'layas Habas, but not a daughter, and not a brother, and not a father. It's Xeris HaKosav that the Ben is Megaleach Al Naziris Aviv. Over there, it's Mamish the same as Agamara. Layas HaYayish from a Miyot, and with Marba Ben from a Reboy. It's come out the same Gemara, just there's talking about a Nazir, and here it's talking about an Eved Ivri. But in the way we learn out of a pasuk, it's the same. There, the Rambam writes that the Bukhar is Neitel Pishnayim. That if a man left money for Giluach Naziris, and he dies, and he left two sons, they're both of Naziris, the Bukhar gets twice as much money as the Pasha. So there, it's mamish, the same setup is here. It's not the same din. It's the same setup. Here it's Eved Ivri, and there it's Nazir. And over here, we're coming to the conclusion that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. And there by Nazir, the Bechor does get Pishnayim. Why shouldn't it be consistent? So Mechasimach is this Kasha, Dar Sameach is this Kasha, and Rav Chanan and Bava Basra, all three, they is this Kasha, and they bleib shver. What's the difference between the two cases? It's a riddle question, right? It's a Elam idea. It's a Yerusha, and here it's not. But why should I say that? In both places, I have one pasuk that says Velayis Yairish, a miyut, and one pasuk that's Marbes Haben. And why should I interpret the Torah two different ways in two different dinim? There's got to be some compelling reason to interpret the Torah this way.
But Eben, there's this thing that it's not a Yerusha, it's a Gzeres HaKazah.
Have you not said a Yerusha? Maybe it's a Yerusha, it's a Gzeres HaKazah that the Bas does the Yerusha. It fits, L'Chaira fits either way, it's just a question of Shikol HaDas, which way is more logical, or which way to understand it. Well, why should I say one way by Yerusha of Eved Ivri, and one way by Yerusha of the money of Nazir? They all bleib schwer. Rav Shach suggested Teretz. He says Bishuv. It looks like a paragraph was added later. Bishuv. He has a way to answer. Now, before I get to Rav Shach, I don't want to take away from what we had till now. Till now, pretty much, even though I spoke about two clairs today, one of the grandson Yarshins and one of the Yerusha Dikadim, but unusual for usually when I give shiur, usually we have two shitas both ways, right? Pretty much everyone was on the same page. The Makna and the Cheskenuch and Rav Moshe and Rav Shach all said that the grandson does the Yarshin. And the fact that Yerusha Dikadin, as the Mechasinuch said, and Rav Shach was masking too, and as far as I know, everyone's masking until Adkan, until now, that it's not a Yerusha Dikadin. And it made it fit that the grandson does the Yarshin. Everything is smooth. Rav Shach, for sure, seems like he had a second machshava. He said, maybe it is Yerusha Dikadin. It is a Din Yerusha. Just like by Nazir it's a Din Yerusha, here also it's Yerusha Dikadin. However, there's a halacha that Ein HaBachor Noifu Baroi Kibamuchzik. Again, it's a expression for Perek Yesh Noichel. It means a Bechor inherits only what his father owned. He gets double. If his father didn't have something, it was only Roy, means it was owed to the father. Say the father worked and he didn't get his paycheck yet. Well, father lent someone money, he didn't get paid yet. That's called Roy. He's not Muzik, the father doesn't have it. That's called Roy. It's Roy for him to father to get it. A Bechor does not get Pishnayim in Roy. He only gets Pishnayim and Musik. What the father has, the Bechor gets two halakim. If it's Roy, he doesn't have two halakim. There's a whole clear today. Most people have their money in bank accounts or in money market accounts or mutual funds. Is that called Roy or is that called Musik? Is that called it's owed to him or is it called that he has it? That's a shame, that's not for now. But I'm just meaning to illustrate the whole din of Roy and Musik. That there's something that you have, you're Musik. Whether you have it physically in your hands, or you have it in a storage box somewhere, if it's yours physically, then the Bechor gets Pishnai. If it's yours Roy, then the Bechor does not get Pishnai. So Dr. Shach, very nice. By Nazir, what's the case? The father had money, but the father had animals. It was Mosek. So there, the Bechor takes Pishnai. Over here, what did the father have? He had an Eved Ivri. Now we learned Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi, at least like the Ritva, means you don't own the Eved. Right? Ritva Taich, you don't physically own the Eved. Gufay Kanoi is Kinyana Yisr. But a man doesn't physically own an Eved Ivri. That was the Ritva's understanding. It wasn't only the Ritva, I think the Ramban, that even though the Gemara in Yudzayin on Tezayin said Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi, it's not you don't physically own his guf. He's a yid, right? He can find a mitzia on his own time. It's his. You don't physically own him. So what does that mean? That means he owes you work. So after Shach, that's Roy. If someone owes you work because you prepaid, you bought him as an Eved, and he owes you work, then that's Roy. So over here by Eved, you know why a Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim? Not like we said before. Before we said a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim because it's not a Yerusha Dikadin. So Rav Shach, it could be MS that a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. But for a different reason. It could be it is a Yerusha Dikadin. And you know why a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim? Because it's Roy. Because it's not something which you have a physical possession of an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a separate human being who owes you work. If someone owes you, the Bechara will get Pishnayim. The male, there's no Pishnayim.
It's not what. It's not
what. Fine. What's unique about an Eved is that not only does he owe you work, but he owes you the work of your choice, and he's got to go where you want him to go, and he's got to, there's a lot more, and he came back out.
That's a regular type of somebody
but it's still only Roy in the sense that I don't have anything I could tap and hold in my hand and say it's mine.
It's
non-physical. But that's due. That's due. Doing is right. Middle of the night, he's sleeping. I don't own anything. I feel I'm sleeping there, right? So right now, do I own anything? I own a promise. He's promised to work for me. What? A behema. The question is, a behema of Hegdish considered yours? It's machlekes, which behemas are mami bailam, which are mami gavaya. Kodshe kodshim are considered yours until Shrita. Kodshim kalim are considered yours after Shrita. But so you're really inheriting only the Tavis Hanah of it. And maybe Tavis Hanah should be right. Maybe. Yeah, that's an interesting question. But the thing is, the Rama says the Pharisee should get Pishnayim by Nazir. The question is it yours or is it not yours? It's funny because the Rambam's case is when you have money that you have to buy the behemoth with. Maybe I was wondering why the Rambam picks a case of money as opposed to a case of behemoths. Maybe Taka to some chesed like that the money you're a mosek in. The money you're a mosek in. You have to spend it for behemoths. Then look, Hegdish, the Gizbar can't spend it whatever he wants, right? It's easier to split between the brothers. You mean? Yeah. Even if you have an animal, one brother could buy you off the other one's side. If you have halak.
Like what?
What? Yeah, but he said the kinyan mammon is not in the guf. The kinyan mammon is the promise of work, and the kinyan aguf is kinyan ayesim. The ram said that you own the guf for its work. The way we understood the Ran, at least. You own the goof for the work. It fits like the Ran. Maybe it fits like the Ran. I think Rav Shach says that should be totally. Let's say someone owes me money and I have a mashkin. Is that called Royal Mosik? And he says it should be totally in that. If you bring the psak is that it's a din mosik, and therefore if the goof is a mashkin, then this terrace won't work. Right? A kapanim, according to this last piece of Rav Shach, it comes out it is a din Yerusha. And what should come out about a grandchild, lechayra grandchild, should get an Evet. If you look in the piece of Rav Shach, he starts off there's not a din Yerusha. Then he has this paragraph says, Beshuv his bainanti, to say this terrace I just told you. And then the last paragraph he says, it's good that a grandson doesn't get it. I think the Vishuv was added later, because according to this Vishuv, it should be it is a din Yerusha, and then a grandchild should get it. Now, I think they stuck in this paragraph. The next paragraph doesn't really follow this one, it followed the previous one, the way it looks to me. But because according to this, L'chaira, it should come out it is a din Yerusha, just it's Roy, it's not Mosek. But a grandchild gets Roy. So according to this, a grandchild should get an Evidim. But at Kapanim, we finish here in the sugya, we get the two nekudas. Everybody seems to agree a ben aben does not yarshin. The glatta way would be to say that Eved Ivri is not a Yerusha Dikadin. We have a kasha from Nazir, and for that, Rav Shach is mesupik, maybe it is a Yerusha Dikadin. It's just a din of right. Well, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Amavriya. Ene Eved is glayas aben velo sabas. Menani mili. Again, Yafusa. Amar Pada, Dama Krav, Apla Masvatasa Kay, a Kesha Kasav Nirtza. A Hekish of Amav Ria to Nirtza. We didn't learn Nirtza yet, we'll get to it soon. But man Nirtza, Nevad Lay Saban, Lay Saban, Asaf Amav Ria, Nevad Lay Saban, Lay Saban. Baila Masvatasa Kay, Lavi Udasa. We need it for something else, look at the Tanya. Apla Masvatasa Kay, Lahanik. Why do I need a separate pasuk for Hanaka of an Am Ivriya more than an Eved Ivri? Like, think of a Sora. I would think one part of Gezeres Kos Hanaka should be enough. So the Yerushalmei says, because her father's going to get the money, not her. If you tip someone and the person gets the money, it's a tip. If you tip someone and it goes to the father, you know, alright, I would think there's no Hanaka. You know, like you tip a waiter in camp. So if you give him a waiter more money, he gets it. So you feel like giving him, if you like him, you feel like giving him a better tip. But if you tip him and it goes into the pool and everyone splits it evenly, so you know, I'm going to give him a bigger tip for you. He's not getting anything from it. So I would think that's a pshat. Yeah, I would think that there's some math that the ha'amav riyah shouldn't get it because her father. So I would, there's a din hanaka. So there's a kasev. Aflamasa tashikin mahanik. Atayin mahanik enil l'ritzia. Maybe should be marba ritzia by amav riyah shuaimer. Dim oma yamer eved loy amav riyah haritzia amar. Mani mekayim aflamasa tashikin mahanik. Okay, if the kravah master okay, my tashish shlamin atak. So Gemara says we have both limudim. It's just like a nirtza. Is ein ayved amavriya is ein aydes. The same thing by a yeah. Kiva Eger just has an interesting kasha here. That amavriya doesn't work for the son. Xeris hakasov. Kiva Eger asks, why do I need xeris hakasov? Chayyah can make a kavachayim from nirtza. Madach nirtza, who doesn't go out with sheish. Goes free with Misa Sa'adayim. Well, so certainly an Am Avriya who does go free with Sheish and Simanim certainly should go out with Misa Sa'adayim. It's a Kabbal Chaymer. It's not even a complicated one, it's very simple. Madach Nirtza doesn't have Yitzhi of Sheish and Simanim, goes out with Misa Sa'adayim. So an Am Avriya who has Sheish and Simanim certainly should have Misa Sa'adayim. Should go out Misa Sa'adayim. You have to find a hole in the Kabbal Chaymer. No? You're going to say Eved Ivri Yechiyach. That doesn't go out Misa Sa'adayim. You can't say that because Eved Ivri doesn't have Simanim. Right? So an Am Avriya who has Sheish and Simanim should have this Yitzhiyah. Riki Vega applies at Tzarechi, and I once told you, Klal, we can't answer Riki Vega's kashas, because whatever we think of, he thought of. But we'll have to try, you know? Riki Vega's simple kavachaymer, no? Madach and Nirtza goes out. Madach and Nirtza doesn't go out with Sheish and Siman. Zicha and goes out with Amisa Adayin. So when Amavriya goes out with Sheish and Siman, certainly should. Now, Simanim Bukhari is right. I just had this ha'ara. Does a nirtza not go out with Sheish? Does nirtza go out with Sheish? But Bukhari had Yitzhi of Sheish. So how does it work? A nirtza is something different, like there's an Eved for 6 years. And nirtza is something, it's a new stage, or it's a second kinyan of an Eved? After 6 years, there were 6 years, and he said, "I have to say, Daini, it's only." Is that something new? So this Eved, how do you see of Sheish? The Kibbutz is saying he didn't. He had a Yitzhi of Sheish. But he had the option of going out for Sheish. So that's the thing. When he becomes a Nirtza, it's like a new thing. So if you're looking at it as two different things, I would look at it as one thing. You have this person here. He had a Yitzhi of Sheish. He just chose not to use it. At that point of time, he's not called Nirtza. The Vice Rabbi Akiva Eger is looking that the Nirtza is a separate thing. It's something called the Nirtza. And this Nirtza, it's a separate entity, and the Nirtza doesn't have Sheish. But there's nothing on me. I just would have thought differently. But you know something? It's Takamash with that way. The Gemara's man learns. Gemara seems to treat a Nirtza as a different person than Eved Ivri. I think he's Eved Ivri, Shai Nirtza. No? He's Eved Ivri who decided to stay.
When is the Nirtza?
Well, he was shesh, he just used it up. He didn't use it. Right. So Barsi is no different person, just a continuation. Just a continuation. But a continuation, he had shesh. The truth is, it wouldn't answer Rishi Vegas Kasha anyway, I'm realizing, because of Simonim. Because still, even if I'd be right, the Kivega still could say, Madach and Yerza doesn't grab the Simon. Goes out, with Misa Adin, Sanam Rabia, let the Yitzir Simon, and certainly should have. So it wouldn't answer his Kasha anyway. Just the way he asked the Kasha from Sheish. Doesn't have Yitzir, because the Simon is not Shayach. If you take out Simonim out of the equation, then the whole Kavach HaMeh doesn't start. You say Madach and Yitzir Sheish doesn't have Misa Saad. Some Rabbi Yashesach has Misad, and I would say Eved Ibi Yechiyah, who has Sheish and doesn't have Misad. So the Kivay so says this, you have to stick in Simon. Simon
is not just Bachar, but it's some father's Bachar. That's why you have Simon, which goes out of Simon. Eved
can't Simon is Bachar, or Sheish is also Bachar. It seems every Rabbi Kivag is kasha. There's what to be mefakul about this. So, right, tomorrow we're going to learn the dinim of Yerushas Goy, which is this gemara down to the very top. In case you ever heard Shtiklus Torah about whether the Shvatim or Goyim Bnei Noach or Yidden, right? It's a beferish gemara. You'll see on your Chesam and Aleph, the fourth line, that Esav was a Yid. Mar says Yisrael Momer. Esav is Yisrael Momer. So if you ever had, you know, Shtichot Torah and Mishlo Melech about if the Shvatim were Yidden or not, it's Beferisha Esav was a Yid. If somebody will apply me a Torah, it's why everyone says Torah all the time. It's a Gemara. But if Yitzhak for tomorrow is to get to here,